From the 2026 Commodity Classic in San Antonio, Texas, here's Lori Boyer.
From the 2026 Commodity Classic here in San Antonio, Texas, I'm Lori Boyer. Rob Schaefer is joining me here from the show. He is the co-chair of this year's Commodity Classic, and I know you have spent a lot of time and put a lot of effort into putting this year's show together. So share with me, what are some highlights of the Commodity Classic this year?
So we're going back to the last year, of course, we were Sunday through Tuesday. We're going back to the next 10 years. So we're booked 10 years out, okay, from this year. So we're going back to the Wednesday afternoon trade show start to, we're going to end Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock. So we're going back to that same format like it has been for a long time prior to last year. We have 433 booths. We have currently attendance is up about 12% year over year. I just got a report from CattleCon that they hit 9,800 registrants down at CattleCon. And so even though the ag economy might be hurting, obviously cattle market's very good as a cattle producer I am. That's the only operation that's probably making on my operation is the side of the business that's making money. But this year that was good. That's good for us. Like I said, registrations are up. Booths are sold out. We'll have a few new things this year, such as we're going to be on another level. So there's actually for the folks that have been to San Antonio in the past, there's actually a second level. That's where the auditorium and stuff is. So we'll actually have booths on the second level like we did in Houston. And we had a lot of, like I said, a lot of people on a waiting list to get booths. And it's been very good as far as with the ag economy being the way it is to see that people still want to come and talk to farmers and that kind of stuff and go from there.
What kinds of new or different things are we seeing here at this year's Commodity Classic, Rob?
We always have what's called the See for Yourselves, okay, where people have, they come and give like a 15-minute speech on new products, okay, on stage, and then we'll have the learning sessions. We have 20 of those, which all of those are brand new year over year. We don't keep.
Rob, I know there are also a lot of discussions and a lot of back and forth on different issues that are going on in the ag industry, both on a national level, regional level, learning from each other, seeing what each other's issues are. I know there's a lot of that kind of discussion that goes on at Commodity Classic.
Yeah, well, there's anything from trade to you've got the endangered species, you've got all different things that's
Rob, thank you so much for joining me here today for a few minutes. I know you're a busy fella here at the Commodity Classic. Again, Rob Schaefer, co-chair of the Commodity Classic. For a full listing and schedule of speakers and events here at the Commodity Classic, go to commodityclassic.com. You will also find vendor information from the trade show on there as well. I'm Lori Boyer, once again live from the 2026 Commodity Classic in San Antonio, Texas. This report brought to you by Syngenta.
Meet Enlist E3 Expanse Soybeans from Syngenta and MS Technologies, LLC. Get tolerance to more active ingredients than any soybean trait stack in the industry, including HPPD inhibitor chemistries like bicyclopyrone. Unlock new herbicide options without added complexity. Anticipated in 2029 pending regulatory approvals. Enlist E3 Soybean Technology is jointly developed with Corteva Agriscience, LLC and MS Technologies, LLC. Expanse Soybean Technology is owned by MS Technologies, LLC. Enlist E3 is a trademark of Corteva Agriscience, LLC. Expanse is a trademark of MS Technologies, LLC.